can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Schiemann and Schefter on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Nicely done. Schiemann and Schefter on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Social distancing. I'm Craig Schiemann here in Estero. Chris on the other side of the glass with the ones and twos. Pete Shepard in his palatial home, broadcasting from Bonita while watching Top Gun, I might add. He's sitting on his, he's doing a show on his couch and his little footy socks up with the dog in his lap, and he's watching Top Gun. That's what he's doing right now.
Opening scene's about to take place. You just heard Kenny Loggins. I'm almost at that part. Right,
well,
in the
wait
beginning.
A minute!
Like I said,
about 20 minutes ago, this movie started.
I know, but it's on. I can't. I'm have it on ESPN. I turned it on now for a second because you.
Oh, does it stop every time you leave it because it's on demand?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, turn it up. What part's going on now?
Right, the very beginning. The credits are still coming up, and my wife's napping, so I got to take it down. Sorry.
Oh,
I just got yelled at.
Did she really said knock it down? That's hilarious.
Well, she's had a rough week so far. She's going to lie down. So
here's the deal. If you get too rambunctious, you're going to wake up your wife. If you get too excited in a negative way, you're going to scare your dog.
I mean, surround sound and this surround sound in here, it kind of vibrates throughout the whole place.
Well, tell her she's ruining our bit now, because I wanted to do check-ins every segment for the next 2 hours. This is not going to work.
Guys, I'm looking at this video of Tua going through his workouts.
You have saliva running down the side of your
sorry,
mouth.
Sorry, guy. I'm in love.
You're like Stugatz now.
I love him, and I don't care who knows it.
You're drooling?
He is. Well, he choked on it a minute ago. You heard that on live radio.
I'm so excited to have this guy suit up in a teal uniform next year. Maybe not play next year, but... he'll be suited up.
Why not play?
Oh, red shirt year. Got to make sure that hip's 100%. Two ankles and the knee as well.
List all of his injuries, please.
A couple of signings right now. The Patriots just lost another player. Wide receiver Philip Dorsett just signed a one-year deal with the Seattle Seahawks. And the 49ers are signing former Chargers wide receiver Travis Benjamin.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to point out that later on the show, Tim Brando will be joining us from Fox Sports. He, of course, was broadcasting conference
St. John's
tournaments.
To Creighton when he was told to not do it anymore. I can't wait to talk to him about that.
Yeah,
it's
I want to
crazy.
Go back in time and do a minute-by-minute, what he was going through. Because remember, some conferences were like, all right, we'll continue without fans. Others were, we'll cancel it. And at the end, Mark Emmert was the worst leader of the whole bunch. And we'll get his reaction to that. And then, believe it or not, we got to start worrying about football season. I mean, you just canceled the Olympics or postponed the Olympics officially now. Of course, Christine Brennan had it with USA Today yesterday. We talked about it on our show. Dick Pound made the announcement, and now it's the real deal. She broke it. But if that's going into August and they're postponing that, football week zero is like August 29th, is it? Yeah, August 29th. That's in jeopardy. I'm sorry. It is.
Well, one of the games that weekend is Notre Dame, and I forget who they're playing, but it's in Dublin, Ireland. So put a football game, then throw international travel on top of that. I mean, is it UCF? No, they played UCF in that game a few years ago.
It's not Georgia Tech, is it?
It is Georgia Tech. I think you're right.
I thought they played.
Did they do that already?
I thought that was.
They played BC out there a couple of years ago. I thought it was Georgia Tech. I could be wrong.
Yeah. I thought it was the Georgia Tech Notre Dame game a couple of years ago. Right, but again.
I'm looking it up.
All right. Chris is our ultimate fact checker.
Navy.
6'3" says, this is a really interesting test, if it's true. He says, greatest life achievement was playing volleyball on the same court in Top Gun.
Wow, I wish I could say that.
Wait a minute, the sand court outside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his greatest achievement?
Where?
At Miramar?
Goose and Maverick take on Iceman and Slater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was the worst scene
Slider.
In the movie.
Why? Slider, you're right. Slider.
I don't need to see a bunch of sweaty dudes playing volleyball. And
Goose didn't have his shirt off.
Well, he couldn't pull it off.
He's in a V-neck with the sleeves rolled up.
He looked hot. I don't mean hot. I mean look warm hot. Sorry.
It was hot and sweaty.
I'm going to cut that up. Thank you.
No, you won't.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You're not taking me out of context. See? This is, you people in the media. This
is what we
do.
That's what we do.
Call me Kim Kardashian.
Wow. All right.
Have you heard that beef going down?
I've read bits of paper. What's going on? Is that with Taylor Swift?
Oh, Taylor Swift got her.
What's going on?
So,
just go back to the Kanye West thing years ago at the MTV Awards?
Well, it goes back to that. Talks about, so there was a video that was released, right? And one of Kanye's rap songs, he talks about Taylor Swift. And I don't have the lyric up in front of me, but I'm pretty confident I wouldn't be able to read it if I had the lyric up in front of me.
But to go back in time, for those that may not know, like Pete.
We're talking like 2 years, yeah. We're talking a while.
Even more years than that. The MTV Awards.
Was it the MTV
Taylor
Awards?
Taylor Swift gets an award. Maybe it was the Grammys.
Anyway,
Kanye West goes up and steals the spotlight because he thought Beyonce should have won.
Right.
Okay, now pick it up.
But anyway, okay, so he rapped about Taylor Swift. Anyway. There was video that was put out from Kim Kardashian like 2 years ago.
Yes.
And it turns out she edited the video.
Yes.
Because she was like, Taylor Swift was throwing a big hissy fit over the fact that Kanye was being misogynistic, like using her name.
Right.
And Kim Kardashian tweeted out like, no, like, look, listen to this. This is exactly how the conversation. Well, for whatever reason, last night, yesterday.
Yeah.
The actual recording came out. I don't know who it came from. I just learned all this morning.
This is a phone call?
This is of a phone call. And Kim Kardashian doctored the footage that she sent out 2 years ago, freeing the name of Taylor Swift and putting Kim Kardashian and Kanye West in the crosshairs of Swifties across the internet. And you do not want to have these Swifties come after you on the internet. That's like the fourth largest country on earth, Taylor Swift.
And plus, right now, all these people are just staying at home doing nothing. They got nothing else to do.
They got nothing to do.
Social media is going to go on fire.
Nothing to do. It's unbelievable stuff.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. All right. Sports.
Sports.
KFC says it was filmed in San Diego on Coronado Island in front of the Del Hotel. Okay.
The Del Coronado Hotel. I've been there.
Yes.
It's very fancy.
Is it a nice hotel?
It's old, but nice. It's nice and historic, but old.
In a historical way. So you wouldn't walk in and say.
It's high end. Like, it'd probably be a $400 a night kind of place. It's on the water. It's got this, it's got like a red roof and a white building. It really stands out there on the water in San Diego. And Marilyn Monroe filmed Some Like It Hot there. The beach scenes were in front.
Oh, great movie.
So,
that's a great
movie. So it is a very historic hotel.
It's the only movie where Bob Hope is actually funny.
I don't think it's Bob Hope. No.
Well, he's in it.
I don't think he is.
Yeah, he is.
Bob Hope is not in Some Like It Hot. Tony Curtis.
Well, Tony Curtis, Marilyn Monroe.
And
I beg to differ.
No, you're going to be wrong on this.
Hold on.
I got it.
I'm trying to think who the other guy.
Marilyn Monroe, Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon.
George Raft.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Pat O'Brien.
Jack Lemmon.
Yes.
Brown.
No, Bob Hope.
No, not Bob. You're right. I'm thinking of Jack. You're right. My bad.
All right. Anyway, historical, fancy, high-end hotel. In fact, it's probably the fanciest hotel in San Diego. There. Fact.
Is that saying a lot? I don't know about the San Diego area. I've never.
Well, it's not in the Lamplight District downtown. It's off. Yeah. Coronado Island is its own area of San Diego, and it's a lovely
Chris
area.
Would like the Gas Lamp District. It's
Chris would love it. Not survive the
What's
gas
the Gas Lamp?
A lot of bars.
Oh,
nice. Lot of bars.
They're closed
And they're
right
all
now,
the Gas Lamp because the Gas Lamps are out at all of them. And my favorite is still Jim Croce's place right on the corner there. I loved it.
That was a great Super Bowl. I'm sorry. That was my favorite Super Bowl that I covered.
What?
The one in San Diego.
Oh, the Raiders Bucks?
The Raiders Bucks. That game was a fantastic week.
The game was terrible.
It was, yeah.
No, the game was bad.
But of all the venues that I've gone to, I enjoyed myself that week more than any other.
Pete, the Bucks were underdogs that game, right?
No. Barely.
No,
yeah, barely.
Were
yeah,
they?
Because Oakland had that high-powered offense.
Oh, with that offense?
Yeah. It was
Tim Brown, Jerry Rice, Rich Gant. Oh, yeah.
Well, that wasn't real Jerry Rice now.
But it was a version of
that
Jerry Rice.
That was 98-year-old Jerry Rice clinging on.
This wasn't Seattle Seahawks Jerry Rice.
Yeah. It almost was. It almost was.
Derek Brooks, just unbelievable.
That defense was unbelievable that day.
Second best defense I've ever seen.
I'll
make
third
it third
me.
Because I'll put the Ravens ahead of them and then the 85 Bears.
I never saw the 85 Bears, so I put the Ravens ahead.
The 85 Bears to this day is the best defense I've ever seen.
Yes, absolutely. Hands down.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fun conversation.
Zone. Best defense of
hands
all time.
Hands down. But, 46
But we just named the top three right there.
You're right.
It's
we named
over.
The, well, can you go like the... I don't know. I'm asking the question. Can you go like the Lawrence Taylor Giants, or they're not in that class? They're a really
no,
good
they're
defense.
Close. That team, the 86 one is close, yes, but not quite.
Or would you have to go back to like the 1970 Steelers?
See, yeah, you got to make some room for that.
Right.
Yeah, you
the
do.
Steel curtain.
But the steel curtain, the what the 46 zones did, what they did in 85 was just ridiculous.
See, I'll
stupid.
Put the steel curtain ahead of that Bucs defense that won that Super Bowl. All right, so now we got conversation going. So the
well, you know
I,
why?
Now,
you
now
have, how many Hall of Famers?
All
five
of them.
Hall of Famers.
All of
yeah,
them.
All of them.
No, on the
10 of the 11 are in the
yeah,
Hall of Fame.
10 of the 11. Yeah. Yeah.
In fact,
yeah.
I got to put them higher up. I got to make them number two behind the 85 Bears.
I don't think that we should overlook the Seattle Seahawks from a few years ago with yep. the Legion of Boom. That was an excellent defense.
That's a top five. I still have to go 85 Bears. I have to go 2000 Ravens. But you can make a case the 2000 Ravens tied with one of those Steelers defenses. Maybe not the 76 one, but maybe the 79 or the... When they win their first Super Bowl, 70, but they won 4 in 6 years. So
yeah. All right. Well, it's a good. I think we can pretty much come up with the top five.
Well, you got the Vikings,
the Purple People Eaters.
Yeah.
No.
I'll put them in my top six.
They're up there.
No, they never won a Super Bowl.
Oh, good.
But
point.
They were great, but they didn't win a Super Bowl.
Fran Tarkenton was busy running around on offense. Didn't have an offensive line.
72 Dolphins.
I don't remember watching them.
No, wasn't that the Killer Bees, yeah. the linebacker?
Yeah, but the idea there, that was defense. A bunch of no names and a bunch of no stars. Yep. Their names started with B, and they were the killer. They were a great unit.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about greatest defenses.
No individual greatness, largely. We'll put the 2010 Jets.
stop it.
Just got HBO.
I can't wait. Bart Scott, that was an all-time moment, right?
No.
Yes, it was. Get out of here.
All right, as long as we're listing things, I have a list.
I have a list, too, afterwards.
This is the 10 underrated transactions that could shake up the NFL. Cue this.
Yeah, I know. I was getting it ready. Thank you.
And now, a list.
This is written by former NFL scout Matt Williamson on ESPN.com. Top of the list here, Falcons running back Todd Gurley. Just a cheap $5 million 1 year deal. If he can get anything of his 2018 season, 1,200 yards and 17 touchdowns, this will be a steal for the Falcons. If it doesn't work out, then they just ship him off. They didn't spend any money on him. Next on the list, I think Chris likes this one. Emmanuel Sanders to the Saints. You're going to pair him up with Michael Thomas, who had 149 catches last year. By the way, that's 119 more than the next guy on his team. So Emmanuel Sanders should help that out. With that stat.
Yeah, one of the largest differences in NFL history.
No doubt. Next, Steeler tight end Eric Ebron. Do you get Detroit Lion Eric Ebron, or do you get first-year Indianapolis Colts with Andrew Luck Eric Ebron? You may have something there. His second year with the Colts, he kind of became a pain in the rear, and there was no Andrew Luck.
Went to the Pro Bowl his first year.
All pro.
Was
that
he all pro?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Ravens tight end Hayden Hurst goes to Atlanta for a second round pick.
That's not a free agent move.
Yeah, that's right. This should be
trade.
On this list. Thank you, Chris, for the correct. I didn't write it. He did. Chargers offensive tackle Brian Bulaga. He's missed 45 games in his career. If he can stay healthy, he can keep it together. He's played with the Bears and the Packers. If he's healthy, fine, but he's not going to. Eagles nose tackle Javon Hargrave paired up with Darius Slay covering the wide receivers. Maybe Hargrave could put some pressure on the quarterbacks. Maybe they got something in Philadelphia. Also, Bengals nose tackle DJ Reader. I don't know. That defense, that was the weakest part of that team, the linebacker play. Maybe he'll help out with pressure up front as well. Bears defensive end Robert Quinn. 11.5 sacks for Dallas
signing.
Last year.
Yep.
Goes to the Bears defense with Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks. You got yourself something right there.
Yeah.
This is one to keep an eye on. This is the one I like the best on this list, as a matter of fact.
Well, and what they're basically doing is sledding him in the same place that Leonard Floyd was at.
Yep.
Much better player that they're getting.
Two more on here. Raiders linebacker Corey Littleton. They got him. He was with the Rams last year. And the Redskins signed corner Kendall Fuller, who was with the Redskins previously and then with Kansas City. So there's my list of the top underrated transactions that could shake up the National Football League.
That's all. Adam Schefter tweeted out a little while ago, a few minutes ago, Cam Newton had a physical in Atlanta yesterday, coordinated by the Panthers and his agency team, per sources. Newton passed the physical and is healthy, per source, with both his shoulder and foot, quote, checking out well, and he is hungrier than ever and eager for the next opportunity.
In Atlanta? Oh, was it had done in Atlanta? Not for the Falcons. This was
a physical
to report to all other teams, I'm good.
Yes, it was coordinated by the Panthers and his agency team.
Okay. All right. For a moment, I'm like, why would the Falcons be? Okay, I got you. Well, that's good PR to float that out there that he's still good to go. All right, Pete, we have a short amount of time here. Did you have another list you wanted to throw in there?
Yeah, I got a short. I have a list, yeah.
All right. What is it all?
And now, a list.
Not quite as exciting as yours, but we went through the ACC, you know, defensive ranks. Was it yesterday?
Yes.
Or Friday?
It was yesterday, I think.
Yes. Okay, here's the Pac-12 total defense rankings in 2019.
Okay.
At rank number 120, this is in the country now. Number 120, Arizona. Number 113.
Herm.
No. He's Arizona State.
Sumlin.
Yeah. Kevin Sumlin. Thank you.
Yep. Number 113, Chips Boys at UCLA. Number 111. You don't care about Pac-12 anymore, but Washington State.
Oh, yeah. No
number
more
111.
Leach. Well, they were only concentrated on offense there.
Right.
Yeah. Number 107, Oregon State.
We haven't anybody cracked the top 100 yet. You're halfway through the list?
Four.
Number 104, Colorado.
Give me one more.
Number 93, Stanford.
All right, they're up and coming.
Number 78, USC.
Jeez. That's embarrassing.
They used to reload linebackers left and right.
I know.
And secondary defensive players.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. At 67, now you got Herm Edwards, Arizona State.
Wow.
And he's fifth in the Pac-12 in that stat. Number 65, not too far behind, in front is Cal. And then you jump up to 35, number 35 with the Washington, the
Huskies.
Huskies. Got the Ducks of Oregon, number 22. And then at number 2, second-ranked defense in the Pac-12. Second-ranked defense overall, because this is the rankings in the country, was, Chris, your favorite state?
Utah!
Yes, sir. Number 2,
how about
Utah.
That's the surprise of the list right there.
So you
I don't think
two
of Utah
to number
as a defensive stalwart.
Yeah, if you look at this, look, number 2, Utah, all the way to 120, Arizona. That's awful.
Well, if we remember, that's why I picked the Utes to beat the Oregon Ducks in the Pac-12 championship game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that, but I'll give it to you.
No, I did.
You did.
I'm not fighting you.
And Oregon
it
won the game.
Logic.
Convincingly, Oregon won that game.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
In fact, I hit that parlay. I gave you the parlay, and you didn't take my
advice. It was one of the few times Pete and I were hell-bent that the other one was wrong. I was wrong that time. I'm big enough. Because here's the problem with Utah. I had been on this Utah sucks train for the entire year, and they didn't suck last year. They were kind of good last year, especially when Moss was healthy in the backfield, and Huntley actually looked like he learned how to throw a football, unlike the previous year where he could just run the ball. And I drank the Kool-Aid. I drank the Utah Kool-Aid, and I got burned by the Utah Kool-Aid.
Sure did. Got toasted.
Utes.
All right. Still to come.
Like BYU better anyway.
As long as we're talking college football. Tim Brando will be on the show at 5 o'clock and get his thoughts on how college basketball just stopped while he was broadcasting tournaments, as we should be getting ready for the Sweet 16 on Thursday, but no, can't. And whether he thinks college football season is in jeopardy. So we'll do all that. I still want to get to Chris's projected win totals. Was that that wasn't a sports book, or was that somebody?
Yeah, it's Bet Online.
Okay. So we'll run down that. We've got Red Alert around the corner. Yes, Pete?
The Panthers just officially announced they released Cam Newton.
All right. That's nice.
End of an era.
Next year, college basketball. Start looking forward to that. Kentucky and Michigan are scheduled to play a game in December in London. Coach Cal, speaking with reporters today, said that game is up in the air.
Well, yeah. I mean, everything is. Was it because of the London?
It's like,
or because
it's
the whole
9
season?
Months away.
I know.
Like, that seems far out.
Got to be careful when you're dealing with kids there, Chris.
You're right about that, Craig. And he did say that nobody in the Kentucky basketball department, player or coaches, have tested positive for COVID-19.
Are they actually testing?
I don't know. That's what he said.
I hear nobody can get tests except for a few
athletes.
Rich people.
Apparently,
athletes
can get tests.
I'm hearing it. 90% of people who get tested for coronavirus don't have it.
Which is good.
I'm hearing, like, yesterday we had like the biggest jump in deaths, but then I see it was 27. Is that?
Yeah,
the biggest
27 deaths in this country in the last 24 hours. Yeah. But again, like, the problem is when we start looking at stuff on March 24th, like, this is what happened off of things that we did on March the 10th. Like, it's a 2-week lag process.
Yeah.
Right, it's a 2-week lag. So what we weren't doing anything on March 10th to prevent the spread of coronavirus.
I was getting ready for my birthday party.
We were playing NBA basketball games. March Madness was getting ready to start up. It was a great time on Earth.
It's a good time in America.
Oh.
Back in my day, back in early March, we used to watch basketball games on TV and in person. Now we got nothing. Now Pete Shepard's creating a movie syllabus for me to watch on TV tonight.
Would you like it? Should I break it down in genres too? What from science fiction to sports to, it'll be just movies you've never seen, start to finish.
Well, what sports movie would you have that Craig's never seen?
Oh, I'm sure I can come up with something.
Any of the baseball movies.
Oh yeah, Bull Durham and Major League.
Rookie of the Year.
I've seen Major League. I haven't seen all three.
You don't need to.
I wouldn't let you. I wouldn't. The second one's okay.
Two is not bad.
I've seen one.
Yeah, three is awful. Yeah.
All I care about is one and Bull Durham. You've never seen Bull Durham.
I don't think I've seen Bull Durham.
Angels in the Outfield?
I have no interest.
I'm not
going to.
No. That's a 5-year-old movie.
Well, it's not.
Which one's the cornfield? Build it and they'll come.
Field of Dreams.
No,
saw that one. I did see that.
Field of Dreams.
I think that movie is overrated. I'm with you, Pete.
It doesn't do it for me.
And it's Kevin Costner, right?
It's just
nobody more sensitive than me. It just
and
doesn't
how many
do
Kevin Costner baseball movies do we need? He's done like three of them. It's
oh,
ridiculous.
A lot.
The best one is Bull Durham. It's
the
not
Rookie.
Even close.
The Rookie's a good one.
He's typecast.
The Rookie actually is a good one. I take that back. The Rookie is good, but Bull Durham's better.
A little long. The Rookie's a little long. It's kind of like two movies crammed into one, but that's okay. It works. It's Disney. They make it work.
Thank you, 6'3". I did see Bad News Bears. That's a baseball movie. They did two of them, right?
The new one with Billy Bob Thornton?
The three of them.
No.
not the new one. Bad News Bears and Breaking Training, which is really good. And then must have been one of Tony Curtis's last roles. He ended up taking over for Walter Matthau, who didn't – oh, no, not Walter Matthau. Walter Matthau was in the first one, and the second one was what's his name, who took over. And then Tony Curtis took over the team after they – won that game in Houston and Bad News Bears and Breaking Trade and went to Japan. Maybe one of the worst movies ever made.
Maybe.
Right up there.
Peyton Barber just signed with the Redskins. Do we have that?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't really get it out there, but.
All right. Two-year, $3 million deals for nothing.
The Redskins have like 8 running backs on their roster right now. Field Yates.
So notable Panthers losses in the 2020 cap space cleared. Cam Newton, $19.1 million. Dante Poe, Dontari Poe, $9.8 million. Greg Olsen, $7.9 million. And Luke Kuechly, retired, $3.6 million. That's a lot.
Lukey poopy.
Dow Jones up 1,700, 9.5%. Good day today.
That's a win for all of us.
Hey, I thought the 500-point loss yesterday was a win. It wasn't. It wasn't four figures on the downside. That was a good day. We got some mo now. We got momentum. Also coming up right around the corner, boys and girls. We got Red Alert and Master Pete Theater.
Oh, Mystery Alaska. Underrated. Way underrated.
A producer I work with was the backup goalie double in that movie.
Mystery Alaska?
Really?
With Russell Crowe?
He was a backup goalie.
Uga, thank you for texting that in. I actually watched that like a year ago.
Really?
It's just on HBO. Flipped
it's
it on.
Horrible.
It's a pretty good movie.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, now, it's not horrible.
Everybody texting in, bench warmers, take that somewhere else. I can't get down with that.
All right. Don't forget, we are also helping with our own stimulus of the country, in particular our listeners here in Southwest Florida. Sheba to Shepherd, brand new cash grab starting on Monday. Going to be giving away a total of $100,000 throughout the month of April. Every day on Sheba to Shepherd, we're giving you three chances to win with a new keyword given out at 2, 4, and 6 every day. Though we're doing them at 8, too. Is this... I'm confused.
No, this is just during the Sheeman and Shepherd show.
Oh, during the show versus all day long on the station.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
On that detail. Sheeman and Shepherd, Red Alert, next. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Great tune.
Not bad. I'm Craig Sheeman in Estero with Chris with the ones and twos. Pete is social distancing. He is in his Bonita estate, kicking back, and we are rolling. And so we try to keep life here in Southwest Florida as normal as possible, keeping the Sheeman and Shepherd show going. All right, so we got a lot going on just in the next half hour. We got Red Alert Tuesday here in a moment. We've got Masterpiece Theater. We do not know his selection as of yet. Don't forget, coming up at 5 o'clock, Tim Brando from Fox Sports will be with us. We'll talk both college hoops and the future for college football. Even that's in jeopardy now. So, because the Olympics were just postponed, and that goes through August. So does football season.
It goes through what? End of July? I thought July 24th.
July 24th, it starts.
Oh, is that the start date?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It goes into August. And we know that
could present a problem.
Week zero is August 29th for college football. We know that we'll be into, what, week three or four of the NFL preseason at that point, in theory.
Yeah, and with the Olympics postponing, I guess, like it creates this big gulf in the golf calendar as well.
Yeah.
Now that golfers can go into, you know, they've tried to move it around every 4 years to appease the Olympics. So now you're going to have to do that 2 years in a row to the PGA Tour schedule. I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
At some point, I just came up with another list before we do top five Red Alert. When we get to it, I got, you know, what's your favorite home state slang? Some of this is pretty funny.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Like what would Massachusetts be?
I haven't looked. It's an alphabetical order, so I'm not going to tell you, so I'll let it be a surprise. But well, we'll go through all of it. It's really funny.
This will be good because I have lived in 6 states, so I'll be able to confer if I've ever heard this phrase before, or if that's a common.
Yeah,
I like
it. It's good. It's funny. Yeah, it's you'll like it. I just saw the first three. Just Alabama and Alaska alone is funny.
Okay, all right. I like it. So slang, state slang. All right, I'm gonna make a note of that. All right, are we ready? Red Alert is when we put people, teams, situations on blast. There are no teams to really put on blast, I don't think. This could be an interesting Red Alert. Let's get it fired up. And, of course, Pete gets us started. Let's do it.
Red Alert, my liver. Enough said.
Okay. All right, I hear you. Red Alert, football season. If we could postpone the Olympics, which, as I just pointed out, go into August, we can delay, postpone, and or cancel football. College football, I just said, week zero, August 29th, and then the NFL season. It's all up in the air. Red Alert, football season.
That makes me sad.
I'm sorry.
It does make me sad.
Right.
Wow.
Because in our minds right now, if I may take a moment.
Football's so far away.
But that's the light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
That's the rainbow. It's like, all right, we're going to get through this spring. We're going to get through this summer. And we're hoping that life is back to normal in America and around the world by summer. And we're going into football season strong. The possibility that that doesn't happen means, A, no football, which is depressing. B, we're still in a mess with this pandemic going into the fall. And there's no hope in sight. Yeah, it's a little depressing. Therefore, Red Alert.
Dick Pound, you have overtaken Dick Trickle for the funniest name in sports. Dick Pound, Red Alert.
I got to cross that off my list.
Red Alert, people shopping at Publix or any other major supermarket chain. take a deep breath, take a step back, and don't rush into and kill people like a herd of freaking wild animals, you numbnuts. God almighty, slow down, idiots. Red alert.
Red alert, all my neighbors across the pond in the neighborhood. All this hijinks, noise, frolicking around and family gatherings because you have nowhere else to go. Keep it down. I'm becoming get off my lawn guy. Pipe down. Lord. I'm going to report you all to the HOA. Red alert!
Noticing a theme with yours today, Craig. Get off my lawn, guy.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go down this this path as well. Lady at Publix. Hacking up a lung getting out of your car. Understand the climate of the environment that you're in. You cannot get out of your car right now going...
Go home immediately.
I'm serious. She gets out of her car. She's 5 feet behind me. I literally ran inside of Publix to get away from this lady. Just
was she smoking?
I don't know. It sounded like she'd smoked a pack every day for about the last 4 decades. But yeah, I mean, just understand the environment that you're in.
Mm. Right. Red alert, my stomach. Got to take it easy a little bit. Switching to veggies, already have today. Lowering the carbs.
Quarantining, you're getting bigger, huh?
No. But you know, you just
Leon's getting larger. A line from airplane.
I don't want to go down that road. I've been pretty good the last couple of days, but I got to be extra careful. Red alert, my stomach.
All right. Red alert. This is the last one for me because Chris stole my Dick Pound, who I'm begging to go by the name Richard from now on. Red alert, the United States of America, because of the pinheads in Congress. You know, get this stimulus package done so that people could get back to work, for crying out loud. Quit trying to jam all your pork into this bill. I'm so sick and tired with you pinheads on both sides. Get it done. Get off your ass. And then I'm going to vote every one of you out and get a whole new bunch in. Red alert, America. By the way, the Dow up over 20,000 today. Good job.
That's a win. That's a green alert. We appreciate those things. I'm not out of them. I've got a long list, actually, to get to right here. The Houston Texans. I'm not putting you on red alert. Your quarterback has put you on red alert. Deshaun Watson on Twitter today. I don't know how I'm going to make it out of here clean. Can't even keep track of who plays for the other team. Iconic duos rip and split at the seams. Don't piss this guy off, Houston. Do not. This I'm calling it right now. First breadcrumb, he's forcing his way out of Houston.
And that's why he's number one on the list from Vegas to be the Patriots starting quarterback in 2 years. He's out of there, baby.
I'm piling on what Chris just said. This is a great one from Jordan Schultz from ESPN. And he says, on the DeAndre Hopkins trade, the only other player, this is true, the only other player to have been a first-team All-Pro 3 years in a row and not play for their team the following year was, take a guess. You'll never get it.
Okay,
Jim Brown, when he retired. The whole move is beyond laughable. Can you imagine that in the NFL history, only player to have been first-team All-Pro 3 straight years and not play for their team the following year was Jim Brown when he retired. Not to mention the fact we brought up yesterday that on Madden rejected the trade.
Incredible.
You're done?
No.
Tampa Bay Media.
Oh.
You've got Tom Brady on the phone today. Mm-hmm. It's no longer Jameis Winston there. You're not going to just be able to ask him a question and get a soundbite. You've got to do a little digging. There's an art to asking a question with Tom Brady. You can't just come out and say, hey, did you not want to be a New England Patriot? He's too smart for that. He's not going to answer that question. You got to figure out a way to where he says, I didn't want to be a New England Patriot.
Good point,
that's
Chris.
The key here.
Good job.
Last one for me. Red alert, New York Mets. Yeah, I said it. Jeff Passan just tweeted out that Noah Syndergaard, yes, Thor, has a torn UCL in his right elbow. He's expected to undergo Tommy John surgery in the near future. The procedure will keep him out until at earliest April 2021 and likely into the summer months. Red alert, M-E-T-S, Mets.
Woo!
I got three more. Just a quick three.
Let them rip.
I just got a quick three right here.
All right, good. I go for it.
Jadeveon Clowney, red alert. You're not as good as you think.
Fact.
Three sacks last year.
Fact.
Am I crazy?
No.
Come but
to
he
the
is.
Fact.
He's not going to the Dolphins. Get off of him. Kim Kardashian. I said it earlier. Don't go after the Swifties on the internet.
Yeah.
They form in numbers.
It's going to be a long
It's like a
summer.
Beehive. You don't want to mess with that.
Nope.
Kim Kardashian. Red alert.
Fact.
And final for me, red alert to the rule that says the Olympics are every 4 years. Red alert.
Oh. All right. Maybe just every 2 years, every 3 years now? Is that what
no,
we're
No, every
do?
5 years now.
Every five?
Let's just make it even.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
I guess
Let's
odd, right?
I like it. That's a pretty good list. And they say there's nothing going on. Ha! I laugh.
Just
I scoff.
Play the basketball in summer and hockey in the winter, and I really don't care about the rest of it.
MLS has to get squeezed in there as well.
They play soccer in the Olympics?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Now, it's the under 23 teams, and you're allowed three players over the age of 23. So it's a little different. So, but that's interesting, though, because next year, can I go on a soccer tangent?
Go ahead.
The Euros have been moved from this summer to next summer. So if they align where the Euros and the World Cups overlap with one another, you're going to have your three players that can be designated to be over the age of 23 in the Olympics might not be able to make that roster. Just throwing it out there.
Wow. Very interesting. All right. So we've got Master Pete Theater coming up next. And in 1 hour, Wikipedia. We're going to have some fun here. That's what we do. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Hey now, Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Chris, you're ruining it.
Nuh-uh.
No.
Yes.
Did I guess the right song?
All right, turn it down, though. Yes, you did.
Wait a minute. What just happened? Chris randomly picked some cool bumper music for Master Pete Theater, and it is the same song you chose to do today?
Stop it.
That's okay. He's only
Stop good. It.
Yes, it is true.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to buy a lottery ticket now.
I should have told you before that. The odds of you choosing that song.
No,
but,
well, we've been doing this for like 6 months, and I always pick a random song. I'll pick like an 80s, 90s rap song, because I know that's what Pete's going to do right here, and I want to set the table.
And we don't communicate, because Pete surprises us with a selection every week.
I like to be surprised.
And now I am.
And
All right, so Master Pete Theater, where Pete Shepard, as a middle-aged white guy, now in his socks, sitting on his couch from home, going to recite rap lyrics. In a theatrical manner. Pete, the floor is yours.
Without further ado, here it is. Salt and Peppa. And yes, it's not a Massachusetts accent. It's pronounced Peppa, P-E-P-P-A.
Thank you for that clarification.
It's actually just,
this is.
It's just one P, P-E-P-A.
Peppa.
Yeah, you're right, one P. Here it is.
Yeah, you're right.
The classic. Let's talk about sex.
And now, another Master Pete Theater reading.
As you just heard, Spinderella cut it up one time. Come on. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex for now. To the people at home or in the crowd, it keeps coming up anyhow. Don't decoy, avoid, or make void the topic, because that ain't going to stop it. Now we talk about sex on the radio and video shows. Many will know anything goes. Let's tell it how it is and how it could be, how it was, and of course, how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off.
What?
Will that stop us, Pep? I doubt it. All right, then. Come on, spin.
Okay.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Hot to trot. Make any man's eyes pop. She used what she got to get whatever she don't got.
Oh, I get it.
Fellas drool like fools. But then again, they're only human. The chick was a hit because her body was booming.
What?
Gold, pearls, rubies, crazy diamonds. Nothing she ever wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors, no one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The prez, she says, was next on her list. And believe
wow.
me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag, so she should have been glad. But she was mad and sad and feeling bad. Mm-hmm. Thinking about other things that she never had. No love, just sex. Followed next with a check and a note.
Oh.
That last night was dope.
Dope.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the bad things and the bad things that may be. Ladies, all the ladies, louder now. Help me out. Come on, all the ladies. Let's talk about sex. All right. Ladies, all the ladies, louder now. Let's talk about sex. Yo, Pep.
Pep.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to play this on the radio. Uh-huh. And why not? Everybody has sex. I mean, everybody should be making love. Come on. How many guys you know make love? Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Hmm.
The end.
The end. Well, you said it would be uplifting.
It was.
I'm not sure.
It was. Yeah. I didn't know that song was about a lady of that profession.
I didn't either.
I thought it was just
I just thought it was random.
I like you. You like me. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Apparently very not the case.
Nope.
Very, very deep meeting.
All right. Nicely done, Pete Shepard,
as
always.
The note that said that was dope.
That was dope. That was very dope.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up at the big 4 o'clock hour, we got a lot going on here. We're going to look at what Vegas says the new win totals will be in the NFL. The Carolina Panthers, by the way, have officially released Cam Newton. He's available out there. And Pete has the top slang from all the states in the country. We'll do that, plus kind Wikipedia.
Win totals?
That's what I said first. That was about 15 seconds ago, if you go back in on the tape. That's okay.
He's reading a Tom Brady quote.
I know you're doing a lot of stuff in there.
Reading his drool.
We will have Tim Brando on at 5 o'clock as well. Ta-da. You don't want to miss that conversation. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.